Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The Four Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolves. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this: AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The Four Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, KEYS. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy.
You get so much more out of the information that you consume when you convert it into knowledge. Like, it starts to become so much more useful. You start to think about it in a very different way. Like, we had this woman, Annie Murphy Hall, where she talked about the benefits of externalizing knowledge. One, your brain is a shitty place to store information. And David Allen said it well when he said your brain is for having ideas, not for storing them. So part of the benefit of externalization is, one, of just offloading things, right? So that you can think more clearly. Because if you're like literally just, you know, trying to keep all this information in your head, then not only can you not bring in new information without it just turning into a jumbled mess, your brain starts to become like a digital closet of like those idiots on hoarders. Whereas even if you're hoarding shit digitally and you have no system, it's better than keeping it in your head, because at least you're getting it offloaded and you just are able to think a lot more clearly that way.
I'm Srini Rao, and this is the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, where you get a window into the stories and insights of the most innovative and creative minds who've started movements, built thriving businesses, written best-selling books, and created insanely interesting art. For more, check out our 500-episode archive at unmistakablecreative.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Unmistakable Creativity Hour. If we missed an episode last week, you have me to blame for that because my travels have kind of disrupted my productivity. I lost my cushions for my earphones, so things have been a little bit crazy, but we're recording. Gareth is, of course, in Colorado. I'm here from Rio de Janeiro this week. What's going on, man?
Lots of fun stuff, man. How are you?
Well, I'm living it up. I'm taking a break, like a real break, for the first time in 10 years from doing interviews. It's kind of interesting, like, to have all the time in the world. You know, surprisingly, I'm not productive because I have so much time.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just kind of waste entire days screwing around on the internet. And but I mean, that, you know, like, it's funny, the things that I could normally do in about an hour, you know, are literally taking me all day, mainly because I'm not, you know, really as focused as I could be. Like, you know, having a different environment throws off. I mean, that's why I've been coming to this co-working space too, because it's definitely helping. But, you know, I've been reading a little bit, doing a little bit of writing. I finished up, you know, all the stuff I needed to do. But so, speaking of reading and writing, that actually makes a perfect setup to talk about today's topic, which, you know, we've alluded to in the past, which is this distinction between information, knowledge, and wisdom. How do you define those three things?
Well, I don't think that it's a fair question to ask me, because you and I have talked about this offline, you know, many times. I don't think I ever gave any attention to this topic until you brought it up to me. I think we were sitting around a fire pit one night drinking some wine, and I think you probably brought this up, and I was like, oh, wow, I never really thought about the difference between these topics before.
Well, yeah, so, I mean,
I'm a bad test case because, you know, you've already,
you're fucking
I'm just going to regurgitate your stuff. Yeah, I'm worthless, guys. I'm worthless. I'm just here for the beer.
All right. So, well, you know, we've both been to school. We've talked a lot about school, right? So typically, I mean, if you look at, you know, information, this is where things like rote memorization become incredibly useless, as we learned, since we don't know the capitals of the damn states in our country. you know, that's information, right? And so the problem is that, you know, people often will stay, you know, sort of at a, you know, they assume that they're learning. So this is where, you know, mistaking information for knowledge prevents two things. It prevents critical thinking and it prevents true learning from taking place. Because, I mean, think about the amount of information that we're exposed to, even stuff you consume, right? Like the bullshit that you click on every day. Like, it was funny. There's a comedy mm-hmm. special with David Spade on Netflix right now, and he was talking about clickbait and how, you know, basically it's like Tom Brady, didn't eat these vegetables or whatever. And he's like, 76 articles later, I found out that Tom Brady didn't eat tomatoes, you know, and he's like, I'll save you guys all the trouble. But that's the thing, right? Is that you're being exposed to all this information where you have, you know, podcasts, you're like listening to things, you're reading things, you're clicking on things on the internet, you're reading on articles. Like, how much of what you've read in the last like week, how many of the things that you clicked on the internet in the last week do you remember?
Well, so for me personally, I'm reading a lot of Avalanche news right now because they're going to the Stanley Cup.
Okay. So this is actually a really good, good test case, right? So the reason that this actually stays fresh in your mind is, first off, it's something you care about. It's relevant to you because you're paying attention to, you know, this, like, you want to basically, like, they're your team, you know? So it's not necessarily knowledge, but the thing is, because of the fact that it's something important to you, you tend to filter in a way that's like, oh, okay. So you're reading a lot of Avalanche, but like, outside of the Avalanche is like, I'm sure you've clicked on other crap on the internet this week, right?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As creators, we're always on the move. Whether it's a live podcast event, a pop-up shop, or a workshop, we're constantly interacting with community, and that's where Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe comes in. Imagine this. You're at a live event, a listener loves your merch, or a participant wants to sign up for your course on the spot. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, you can accept their payments right there and then, right from your iPhone, so there's no extra hardware or no delays. Total game changer. It's not just for creators. Any business owner can do this. It's about making transactions smoother and much more personal, growing your business in your way. We've been using Stripe for our products and courses for a long time, and now with Tap to Pay on iPhone, you can take your business to the next level too. So visit stripe.com/tapiphone to learn more. Remember, folks, with Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, your business is always at your fingertips.
I've actually, I don't know about you, but when I am ready to waste some time, yeah. right? My time filler. I go to my Google News feed and they're on my phone and it tells me things that it thinks I care about.
Yeah.
So I've actually, and this has nothing to do with this particular topic planned for today. Well, I mean, no, it does.
Yeah.
Sorry. What I meant to say is I didn't do this intentionally because of the fact that we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. So it just so happened that I was getting bombarded with stuff that, you know, I had maybe clicked on months ago. And now it's in Google's history that like, oh, Gareth is interested in this.
Right.
And so it's telling me stuff that I frankly don't care about. Apparently, Rebel Wilson, who it was in Pitch Perfect, and she's an Australian comedian and actress. She came out this week.
She's in a new movie called Senior Year, which is fantastic, by the way, on Netflix.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, definitely. I saw it too.
It was pretty hilarious. Yeah.
So that was one of those clickbait things I checked. I mean, it wasn't clickbait. It wasn't, right? But she came out this past week. Let's see what else. Avalanche stuff. Oh, and then the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, which I don't care about.
What is that all about? See, this is actually a great example, right? So news is a really news in particular is a very unique case, right? Because you know, my brother-in-law is working on a startup to make your news reading habits more thoughtful, because that's the problem with going to Google News, right? Is it just curating based on what you're already interested in? So like, this is one thing that, you know, is a real danger of algorithmic content curation. And I think we talked a little bit about this, you know, before. When you go to a site like Medium, I notice this when I log out of Medium and I go to Medium, I actually start to find, you know, stuff that's new and stuff that's interesting. When I'm logged in, I'm just like, all I see is stuff for productivity and like productivity porn and, you know, productivity hacks. And because it's the stuff I've written about and it's the stuff I've read, you know, previously, I'm like, okay, I'm not actually finding anything new, which, you know, when we think about sort of this whole hierarchy of information, knowledge, and wisdom, in my mind, particularly with information, you need two things. One is you need to be deliberate about your consumption habits as opposed to sort of default, right? So what you're talking about is a perfect example of sort of default consumption that every one of us does. I mean, I do it too. Like I actually went and set up specific things in Google, like topics that I knew I wanted to follow. So like I have one for artificial intelligence. I have, you know, one for politics. For a while I had one for politics. I don't know why I even have that anymore. because that, you know, when Trump was in office, it was just like every day was some crazy thing. And now it's just like this Biden presidency is kind of mind numbing. It's not, you know, I mean, I'm glad that it's mind numbing.
It's boring as sin. Yeah.
I'm sure CNN must
really
be losing a lot of money right now. You know, it's almost like you want to watch Fox News because at least it's going to be funny. You know,
well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, you know, no offense to Fox News viewers, but like, the thing that, but this is like a really important point, right? Is one, you know, being deliberate about, you know, how you consume, also being deliberate about choosing your sources of information. So this is the other thing, you know, particularly on the internet, is that there's so many unqualified people giving, you know, really crazy advice about things like everything from business to health. And so one thing I realized, you know, like they talk about this in almost every book about learning. It's like, okay, if you're going to learn something, Ray Dalio talks about this in Principles. He's like, okay, you need to, one, question the source of the information. Three, triangulate so that you have a better probability that you're receiving the right information. I don't know what the third one was. Now I'm just making this up, but like you also need to be aware of your own sort of cognitive biases that will, you know, like, you know, we made the joke about Fox News, but that's because we're both liberals. So like truth is that that's our own confirmation bias at work, you know? So the danger of that is you don't actually read what the other side is reading, particularly when you have, you know, millions of people believe one thing and millions of people believe another. It's important if you need, you know, without having, you know, the ability to be aware of your own biases, like we can't have civil discourse. Like that's incredibly important and something that's being lost. You know, then that's the downside of the democratization of the ability to create information, right? Is that anybody can say anything. And if they build a big enough audience, I mean, hello, Alex Jones, like that guy had, you know, I mean, I think he's facing, you know, lawsuits and all sorts of criminal charges now, but But the thing is, so we're talking, so.
Yeah, but he still shaped, he shaped political, yeah, you know, discussion for,
totally,
for, you know, an extreme right, you know, viewpoint,
yeah,
for decades.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So that's the thing. So the source of information is really important. You know, so we're talking about this on a news level. Now let's talk about this from our own sort of, you know, consumption for the sake of self-improvement, right? Whether it's books you're reading,
right,
you know, podcasts you're listening to. This is, I think, one of the reasons I got so interested in this in the last year, was because I thought to myself, I was like, okay, I got all this knowledge in my head from, or all this information really in my head. Is it really knowledge though? Because, you know, if I were to sift back through, like, yeah, I have, you know, a brain that's like an encyclopedia from 1,000 interviews. I'm like, okay, what, how do I actually use this information? Because the thing is that when it is just consumption, right, then it just stays information. You know, and knowledge is when you actually start to think about it and to reinterpret what you consume in the context of your life. So the way I summed it up, and I've said this before, like what you capture is information, what you, you know, create is knowledge, and what you apply is wisdom. But knowledge is, you know, really the you know, the whole point of this. And, you know, the reason that we picked this topic today is because Tiago Forte's new book, Building a Second Brain, had just come out, you know, this morning. And we didn't have a topic. I thought we were just going to bullshit for an hour. And I told Gary, I was like, oh, well, here's the topic. Let's talk about this. So knowledge in particular is, I think, very different. And the problem is that we actually are not taught how to generate knowledge. We're taught how to memorize information. Like, that's kind of like, if you look at note taking, you know, from a very, you know, early age, right? Like, I mean, do you remember anything from any of your classes in high school, like, that was of any substance? Like, do you remember anything about, so I remember reading The Invisible Man for AP English. I don't remember what that book was about. and I remember
The Prince
of Wrath was mind-numbingly boring. Yeah, right. No offense to the John Steinbeck fans out there, but like, all I remember were there were Okies and that they went on this dirt road, and I was like, this fucking trip is taking forever. Like, that's literally my summary of The Grapes of Wrath, which is like one of the, you know, great American works of literature.
A great literary work, and you're like, something about dust storms.
Dust bowls, Okies, and, you know, like, why was it even called The Grapes of Wrath? Were there any grapes in the book?
I don't even know.
It was just too much dust for there to be grapes growing.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Maybe they were drinking a lot of wine. I have no idea.
Well, that's the thing, right? So we see that that's the problem is that even in school, what you're doing is you're, you know, basically taking in information, but it never evolves into knowledge because what do? You memorize it to, you know, regurgitate and pass the test. Hence the fact that two, you know, supposedly reasonably intelligent guys like us can't even remember the capitals of the fucking states we've lived in.
Well, I think there are different levels to what you can do with knowledge, because yes, regurgitating information is one thing that we learned, and for, you know, for a lot of folks, that's probably the extent of the knowledge that they implemented in high school and beyond. But there are other levels, right? There's critical thinking. Mm-hmm. There's being able to articulate your thoughts and your opinions, which of course presupposes that you have thoughts and opinions. So, right. I mean, there's so many like layers to this, right?
Totally. I mean, well, let's talk about it from the context of math, because even math, I think, is such a great example of how where you mistake information for knowledge. Like, you know, you take AP calculus, you learn how to like do derivatives and all this shit. And then you made a really good point. Like that the way that math is taught, and honestly, to me, I realized like if you actually knew, you know, math in theory, like you had knowledge about math, it would be incredibly useful in every area of your life. It's the same thing I learned, you know, from The Wealth of Nations, when we talked about, you know, books. Like I saw, you know, that in a very different light when I decided it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, convert this into knowledge. So we'll talk here in a second about how do you convert information into knowledge. But talk to me about this from the perspective of somebody who studied math and contrast it with, you know, math in high school. Because I know we talked a little bit about this before, but let's look at it from this angle.
Well, math in high school is repetition, right? So they'll teach you how to do something, let's say algebra. And they say, this is how you put an equation into, you know, linear standard format or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so, okay, here's 100 problems. Go put them all in this format. That's how you're going to prove to me that you understand what this format does, right? Or how to arrange your variables or whatever the you know, specific example is. It's simply repetition. That is like all they do. There's no constructive thinking or very little constructive thinking taught at high school level math. When you get to college, it's a very different ball game entirely. There's, you know, if you want to do repetitious, you know, iterations of problems, that's for you to do. But when it comes to like, you know, doing homework, there's very little assigned, and it's really just midterm and final, you know, come in. Here's your midterm. Here's your final. I mean, I'm sure it differs from college to college, but that's how it was taught when I got my my undergrad in applied math. And so
it's like we said before, like when you know, like I learned from economics, you know, you basically go through all these problem sets, but then, you know, if you go through the motions of problem sets, thinking you understand something, you really don't. It's because then they'll present in a context you've never seen. So that's where we talk about converting information into knowledge. And, you know, this takes us into this whole idea of, you know, smart notes. The thing that I really realized, right, is, I read 1,000 books, like, and the funny thing is, if you ask me about the books I've read in the last year, I can tell you about those books in a lot more detail and a lot more depth than I can tell you about the books, you know, that I read prior, because of the fact that my note taking was very different. So, you know, they talk about this in the book, Make It Stick, where they say that, you know, you really, what they call retrieval practice, right? Where your goal here is to reconstruct your knowledge or your information and convert it into knowledge from memory. Because when you rewrite something in your own words, you're reinforcing that idea and you're actually having to struggle to do it, right? As opposed to, so typically, I think that people have mistaken knowledge management for storing information. Like the two things are very different. Because you're not creating, how you can't call it knowledge management where you're just copying information from one place to another. That's information management. That's because if it's a knowledge management system, and that's why even I think the whole term knowledge management is really kind of been garbled. And I talk about the idea of building a personal knowledge generation system, not a knowledge management system, where in my mind, you want to take notes on the things that you're reading and convert them into your own words. And then the thing that, will also bubble up as a result of that is your own original insight on the knowledge that you consume or that you generate, right? Because, at the information level, you can consume all this stuff. You can you see these people who are subscribed to 100 podcasts and, reading 50 newsletters, and they think they're actually, enhancing themselves and, growing and learning. And you're just like, no, you're just basically drowning in a sea of just noise. And so when you're one, that's not deliberate at all. There's no sort of strategy to that. So I wrote about this in Audience of One where I said, there are two different approaches you can take to deliberate consumption. One is a process-based approach where you're like, okay, I'm going to read X number of words per day, another is a content-based approach. And the example I gave was, Judd Apatow, right? So Judd Apatow, when he was in high school, he interviewed all these different comedians for his high school newspaper. These guys were all up and coming at the time. They're all the people who are now famous, like Jerry Seinfeld.
Of course.
So he got to interview the legends, for his high school newspaper. And as a result, he absorbed a lot of that. And because he was doing it for his high school newspaper, that starts to become knowledge. And of course, Judd Apatow now has written some of the most iconic comedies of the last decade or the last 20 years even. Those are the two ways that I think of this in terms of, looking at consumption, but then, transforming that into knowledge. Because for me, this is why I get hung up when people are like, oh, I want transcripts of a podcast. I'm like, if you don't listen to the episode, a transcript is effectively useless because you have no context. Unless the only people who I think are justified in asking and believing that reading a transcript is as useful as listening to an interview is people who are hearing impaired. That's legitimate. I'm like, okay, cool. That makes sense. You can't hear, then you absolutely should, have the freedom to read your transcript. But the thing is, if you are somebody who is listening and you think, oh, a transcript would be helpful, or you haven't listened and you think, I'm just going to read the transcripts, you're not going to get anywhere as near as much from reading a transcript as you will from hearing, that same thing. And it's funny because for me, ironically, audio is my least preferred form of media consumption. I prefer reading, but I know that if I read a podcast transcript, I'm not going to get anything out of it. If I actually listen to an episode, when I go and listen to other podcasts, the Naval Ravikant podcast that I always refer to, that even the transcript alone is filled with gems. But the only reason I could extract those gems is because I listened to it.
Absolutely. Media is created intentionally with the medium in mind. So if you're making a podcast, listen to the podcast, right? Yeah. Unless, as you said, there's some medical reason that doesn't work, but same thing with recording YouTube videos or even the courses that I've built. In the past, a few people have asked for subtitles on those, and yes, in the case where people are hearing impaired, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I hadn't thought of this. Of course, I need to put those in, but. But for everyone else, for the vast majority of the people who purchase those courses, the subtitles alone aren't going to help you. It's you have to consume the media in the medium that it was built in.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolved. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this, AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, K-E-Y-S. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys and download your free copy.